At another moment, hunger said to him, "Beg." Till a third part of the night was gone, 1 foot forward and 1 foot backward. Shall I beg, or shall I lie down to sleep with my lips dry?
What is he doubting about? First of all, he's a beggar. The beginning of the paragraph was he's begging because he's a spoiled guy who has spent all the money. But here, he doesn't want to be looked like a beggar. But he has to. The ego is still there. Immigration, yes, but the conclusion, not yet, because an immigrant could be silly. What is the attitude of an immigrant? An immigrant tries not to look foreigner, an immigrant. Why? When you're an immigrant, you immigrated, and you have to be happy about that. Be proud of it. What are you hiding? The judgment of the other people will influence you enormously and could change everything. Here, the guy is forced to do the begging, but tries to hide it. This is the trick to show that. I'm talking about a long process for change. It's not just the first step. Go back to the stories I talk about. These immigrants, do you remember? First, to be ready to kill even your boy for this trip. You have to leave everything. If you turn around, do you remember the wife of that prophet turned around and became a piece of dirt? We are talking about changing, really, and it needs the work. Let's read a little bit more. Yes.
How that person arrived at Cairo and at night came out into the street to play the mendicant and beg, and how he was arrested by the night patrol, and after having been soundly beaten, succeeded through him in gaining his object. And it may be
this is the trick. In this paragraph, someone else will come in. Yes, the police. The police will get him because he's begging and will beat him and will put him in prison. Then what? Let's go back. He was moving, right? Coming to Egypt because he had to. He had to beg. He's poor. So he arrived in Egypt. But what? Nothing yet. We told you. Nobody knows where it is or how it is and blah, 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 blah. In our story, this guy doesn't need to go to that point. In the prison, he will be saved. He doesn't know who is the savior, does he? The savior is this police. he will look at him and say he's crying and he's begging and he's poor and say, what the hell are you doing? Why are you here? Why are you begging? He says, because this is my story and this is why I came to Egypt for that treasure. And the police will say, you silly fellow, I have a dream. And he will give the address of his house to him. This is the trick we told you. You don't know exactly where it is coming from and how it is prepared. Up to here, in this story, were you prepared for this? That in the last moment, he goes begging and he will be stopped because the police fellow could change him. Yes.
And it may be that ye loathe a thing, though it is better for you. And as God Most High has said, God will surely vouchsafe after hardship ease. And as God Most High has said, lo, with hardship goeth ease. And as he on whom be peace hath said, O year of drought, become severe, and then thou wilt pass away. And the whole of the Quran and all the revealed books confirm this.
Okay, let me give you some clue here. The title which is supposed to be in Persian is all in Arabic in a very difficult way to read. I mean, the Farsi speaking people, they cannot read it really. Yes, let's listen to the story.
Suddenly the night patrol seized him and, unable to restrain his anger, beat him with fist and cudgel. As it happened, the people had suffered losses in those dark nights from night thieves. They were nights of alarm and disaster, and the police were searching for the thieves with all their might. The Khalifa said, cut off the hand of anyone who roams about by night, even if he is a kinsman of mine.
Aha! Do you see? This is like all the serials that you see in the movies. This story will get hotter and hotter. It says, this is how it is. There has been some thieves here around. So everybody is careful. And the king ordered to try to find these thieves. And no matter who he is, cut his hand. So now, all the police people in Egypt are looking around to find the beggars and the thieves to cut their hand. Yes.
The king had terrified the police with threats, saying, why are you merciful to the thieves? For what reason do you believe they're blarney, or why do you accept gold from them? To show mercy to thieves and any sinister-handed person is to inflict blows and have no mercy on the weak.
This is logic. He's talking to the king logically that don't have pity for these thieves because these are the bad people, the wrong people, and let's get rid of them because we think about the society. Yes.
Beware. From sympathy with a particular, do not let him go unpunished. Do not consider his sufferings. Consider the sufferings of the public.
When we are talking about the suffering, we are not talking about the suffering of one fellow. We are talking about the suffering of the society. When there is this thief, who will be punished or pay the price. Everybody, the public. So now he brings a king in here, in this story. The king thinks about the people. One fellow, doesn't matter. Yes.
Amputate the snake-bitten finger to prevent mischief. Keep in view the infection and destruction of the body. In those days, as it happened, the thieves, both expert and unskilled, had become numerous. He saw him at such a time and gave him a sound drubbing and blows without number. Shrieks and cries for mercy arose from the poor wretch. "Don't strike. Let me tell the truth about it all." He replied, "Look now, I will give you time. Speak, that I may learn how you came out into the streets by night."
He said, "Okay, I'm listening. You have to have a good excuse because you're out in the night. Out in the night now is not easy to understand. For you, maybe you live only in the night because electricity and light and everything. Go back in Rumi's time. Night, everywhere is dark. Everybody's sleeping. So why are you out? Explain it to me." "Yes."
"You do not belong to this place. You're a stranger and unknown. Tell me truly what you were plotting." "The government officials have attacked the police, asking why there is now such a great number of thieves. It's owing to you and the likes of you that they are so numerous. First disclose your wicked associates. Otherwise, I will exact from you the vengeance incurred by all of them, in order that every respectable person's money may be safe." After taking many oaths, he replied, "I'm not a housebreaker or cutpurse. I'm no thief and criminal. I'm a stranger in Cairo. I belong to Baghdad."
Yeah. You see, this is the beginning. Next paragraph, he will talk about it. It's a long paragraph. We'll leave it for the next time. But up to here, you got it. That it's complicated. First of all, you have to be motivated to come out. Then there will be some help somewhere. You don't know where and when. Because all is not about one person. It's about everyone. We were talking about the movement of knowledge in we. That's the trick. So coming out of yourself is a necessity, period. بود یک میراثی مال و عقار، جمله را خورد و بماند او رضا. مال میراثی ندارد خود وفا، چون به ناکام از گذشته شد جدا. او ندارد قدر هم کاسان بیافت، کو به کد و رنج و چسبش کم شتافت. قدر جان زان می ندانی ای فلان، که بدادد حق به بخشش رایگان. نقل رفت و کار رفت و خانه ها، مان چون جغدان در آن ویرانه ها. گفت یا رب برگ دادی رفت برگ، یا بده برگی و یا بفرست مرگ. چون تویی شد یاد حق آغاز کرد، یا رب و یا رب اجر نیساز کرد. چون پیامبر گفت مؤمن مظهر است، در زمانی خالی نالگر است. چون شود پر مطربش بنهد زده است، پرمش و کاسی به دست او خوش است.